Hello and welcome to Same Boat Huddle. I know I've been absent the past 2 weeks. Basically, there's a ton of stuff going on in my personal life, all good stuff. I'll likely share at some point, maybe a couple months from now, as we move through some things, because I think it does actually speak a lot to what I teach. And I think, you know, it has to be monkey see. Wait, what did it say? Is do as I say, not as I do. But I want you to do as I do as well. And I think that I'm living proof of everything I learn and teach and practice. So it's all good stuff. With that said, I do realize, coming to the podcast, honestly, is not one of my top priorities. It's definitely one of my most favorite things. But with all the other stuff going on, sometimes, you know, it just doesn't get done in the week. So typically, you know, the past 5 years, I have posted every Monday. I'll continue to post Mondays. I think what I'm going to try and do is like batch record, which is something I'd never really, a couple times in the past. But I'd love to do just these quick hitting episodes for you, like I did last summer. 15 minutes or so, hopefully I can batch record and, you know, get multiple ones out. But what I will say is if I go away for a couple Mondays, I'm not going to just drop off the face of the earth. I don't typically make promises, but I promise I'm not going anywhere. I'm here. And if for some reason I make a decision where it's like, okay, this just isn't working, I can't record right now, I will come back to do an episode to let you know. I'm not going to just disappear. So that's where I am, just prioritizing things and coming in when I can. So what I do want to say, and I'll probably say at the beginning of every episode, as I speak more about health stuff, I wanted to be absolutely clear that this podcast or anything should never take place of working with any medical professional, whether it's a Western doctor, a functional doctor, any of that. You know, I'm just about certified in all of this stuff. There's always so much interpretation, and it's important to do your research. And if you are making any physical changes with your body, especially things you consume like supplements, things like that, please be sure you're checking in with your doctor first. Any lifestyle changes, really, like even with food, all that stuff. So just putting that out there as a disclaimer. So today what I want to talk about is this idea of primary and secondary food. So, oh gosh, it's like, it's one of those, it's actually kind of frustrating because I notice, so here's an example. Being 40 years old, I'm in the world of women beginning to experience perimenopausal symptoms. And typically in the conversation and through ads and things like that, there's a lot out there about like, take this supplement to feel better. And, you know, people asking like, what meds are you taking, et cetera, et cetera. However, oftentimes, when you look at their primary food, which I'll explain in a second, they're not meeting those needs. And we are a society that looks for quick fixes. And essentially, and this is my belief, I don't think that medication of any kind, medication or supplements, can be an end-all be-all. I think it works in conjunction with the hard work of changes in our life. And there are times that we absolutely need the medication or supplement to do just that, to medicate or supplement. But I don't think that we can get the most out of it if we're not doing the other stuff. So, you know, I'm thinking of something like diabetes. You can't not take medication for diabetes, but it's only going to take you so far, and you can continuously get sick if you're not taking care of yourself by eating a certain way or moving your body a certain way or managing your weight a certain way. Like, the medication can only take you so far. Like, is it going to keep things in check? Probably. Maybe not. It depends on how your lifestyle is. But it's so important that we do that other work. So that's why what we eat is actually our secondary food. It is essentially not going to do very much if we aren't focusing on our primary food, which is our life. It's our lifestyle. And I'm going to share the 12 categories of our primary food areas. And to remember that these areas of our life actually affect us, our whole health, our physical, mental, emotional health, more than food. Food is important. Don't get me wrong. Like you'll probably begin to hear me say this a lot, that one of the very best things you can do for your body is to eat better. Before the supplements, before the medication, before and or in conjunction, whatever. But like, we can't miss that part, that so much, you know, like women who are sitting there dealing with perimenopausal symptoms or thyroid symptoms or hormonal imbalance symptoms or feeling sluggish and things like that. We're pumping ourselves up with coffee. We're skipping breakfast. We're, you know, eating a grilled cheese for lunch every day or not eating lunch at all. Like, we're skipping meals. We're not getting the macronutrients our body needs to function the right way. We're not creating variety in what we're eating to support our gut microbiome, and everything gets thrown off. If you add stress into that, stress essentially makes your body stop working. Literally makes your body stop working. Like, your digestion stops and all of your food and supplements and medications go into your body through digestion. And if we are living in stress, we're not going to experience health. Like, it's literally impossible to reach a point of experiencing optimal health when we are living a life that doesn't feel good. So the 12 areas that are part of our primary food: number one, spirituality; two, creativity; three, finances; four, career; five, education; six, health; seven, physical activity; eight, home cooking; 9, home environment; 10, relationships; 11, social life; and 12, joy. So I'm sure, so here's the thing though, and you can actually look up, it's called the Life Wheel, I guess it's called. And I've used this, I actually put it in my planner that I created a couple years ago. I believe it's actually part of the Layered Growth Academy. Like, it's incredibly important. And what you can do is basically write, and you don't need the wheel, but it kind of gives you a visual of where we might be off in our life. This is going to change all the time. We're never going to be perfect in every single area. And the thing is, though, that some areas are going to impact us greater than other areas, and also at different times in our life. So you could be listening and be like, I don't know, I don't have like any spirituality right now. But then you have to ask yourself, like, okay, so it's like a 2 on the scale, because I just don't even involve myself in any spiritual practice or religion or anything. I don't know my connection to what's above or below, I don't know, wherever. But you have to ask yourself, is it impacting me? Do I feel stressed about that? Am I, you know, spending real estate in my thinking and in my energy around my lack of spirituality? If the answer is yes, okay, we got to explore that, right? That's something we need to work on. If the answer is no, that's okay. Maybe that's not the area you need to focus on that much. So it's really recognizing, like, not only how would you rate those areas, but more importantly, how are they impacting you? Like, how many of us can relate to the idea of having a career that is soul-sucking? So many of us, or some type of job, how we're making a living, whether I know I've kind of experienced the gamut of it. I've even talked to a friend of mine, like, I'm home a lot. Like, I'm home so much right now. And it's something I'm learning as I go with this homeschooling stuff and shifting how I work and all of that. But a friend of mine was saying how she like really struggled. Like, your job is being a stay-at-home mom. It is a job. It's the hardest one I've ever had in my entire life of all the jobs I've had. And if we're not balanced in like having a social life, getting out of the house, doing other things, that can actually really, really take a toll on you, right? It creates stress. So it's really important to figure out the different balance in all of that. You know, there are times all of us can connect with our creativity. Some of us consider ourselves more creative than others, but this can be really simple. It's like sitting down and coloring with your kids, designing a room, landscaping. Like, there's so many different ways to access our creativity. And I know for myself, being such a creative person, I really, really struggle when I'm not feeling connected to something creatively, like real bad, like depression bad. So I've learned that about myself, and it's like, okay, that's really important. So, you know, if you're someone who is exploring your health and, you know, trying to eat differently and move your body differently, that's so important. Like, definitely don't stop doing that. It's not like, oh, it doesn't mean anything, may as well eat potato chips and ice cream. No, it's just going to make things worse for sure. Like, don't do that. You know, treat yourself every now and then, of course. Yeah, because joy is part of the primary food. But, It's also important to recognize that if we're ignoring other areas of our life or just kind of closing our eyes to it or like, oh, I don't want to pay attention, like blocking our ears, it's really, really important to recognize how impactful that is and to make different changes in your life. And again, I can't say enough, and I know the last episode recorded was about stress, that stress impacts us so big and so hard. And I really think that that is the chronic state of our country right now is a lot of fear and stress. And we have to focus on what we can control. It's really hard to release the things that we can't control, but we have to focus on what can I control. And with that, there are some really, really hard things and quite honestly, like acutely stressful moments to change that. So it could be changing your job. It could be changing where you live. It could be changing how you school your kids. Hint, hint, all the things. to be sure that you feel aligned with how you want to live. And, you know, many of us can kind of gaslight ourselves and be like, no, it's good enough. Like, I should be happy. And I get it. I've been there. There's no shame in doing that. Like, you're trying to work really hard to like heal the stress, right? But ultimately, if you continue to come back to like, this job is killing me, or living here, or like this, or what, fill in the blank, whatever it is, I can't. It's taking my health away. It's so important to recognize that those pieces of your life are just as impactful if you made a decision to eat donuts all day, every day. Like, they'd kill you, right? You'd have diabetes real fast. You would gain a ton of weight. Your body would be under so much stress and have a lot of like dis-ease in it, causing illness probably, because you would never do that. And it's recognizing that when we're allowing ourselves to constantly live in high stress and unhappy and having these different areas of our life not be good for us, it is just as unhealthy, more unhealthy. So really ask yourself, and I'll stop with this, is that there's it's unhelpful to feel stressed about being stressed. That's not going to get us anywhere. There's also no way to be perfect. Everything changes too. Like, you could love where you live and then a few years later be like, wow, why don't I anymore? I don't know, but it's just recognizing that's where you are, and it's okay to make a shift. And maybe it's how you're living, maybe it's how your house is decorated, or maybe it's like creating a backyard oasis or something, right? It's just recognizing what is it that I need, and knowing that we want to focus on things a little bit at a time, always, just baby steps of, okay, I'm going to tackle the thing. And I know I have recent episodes about this, but taking some scary action, it's never a huge leap, almost never. There are actual stages of change. And typically it's that thinking, and then it's talking about it, and then it's taking some action and the integration. So allow yourself to think about it, and nothing is going to change. Nothing. You can think about working somewhere else. You can maybe ask some questions to someone who works somewhere else that you're thinking about, or you can look for job availability, or perhaps submit a resume somewhere. You don't know what's going to happen, but it's not going to happen overnight. Like, you get to control all the little steps that lead up to that change. So what I would do is take these 12 areas and regularly, whether it's daily, weekly, monthly, like whatever, quarterly, whatever feels good, check in. How am I doing with these areas? Because again, they're constantly going to change. And the lowest rated one that's causing the most stress, that's where I would put my focus. It's okay. It's okay. You know, like, if your career is rating in at 2 and everything else is between like 5 and higher, it's okay. Focus on the career. You know, we can't add in more stress. There is no such thing as perfectionism. So remember to take away, primary food is more important than secondary food, which is food and movement. Okay. So that is your tip for the day. All right. Have a good week. I will talk to you next week. Treat others the way you want to be treated.